Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Brunson defends, snaps it outside to Wiggins. Goes by Bullock.
Oh! Drops the sledgehammer!
Oh, but they're going to wipe it away.
They called it an offensive foul.
I tried my best to justify the offensive foul.
I know.
I was like, the forearm came out?
Yeah, there you go.
There was a push off. I think that's the first ever mid-air flop I've seen. That's what everyone was calling it on TV. Luka selling it very well. His teammates sold it very well. They caught it an offensive foul. They reviewed it. It ended up being scored as a bucket and a legit dunk as Luka gets absolutely posterized by Andrew freaking Wiggins.
That was the right call. That was a dunk. That was clean. You know, there's going to be contact in any play. You're going to have that. You know, a lot of times that forearm will go out as a protection from yourself. But man, that poor dude is a poster right now.
He was very close to becoming Jason Terry LeBron James in Boston. Very close to becoming that iconic moment when LeBron dunked on Terry and put him 6 feet into the ground. But
the Undertaker,
you know,
dunk.
Oh my God. But you know what? Like, even when it happens to your own player, like it did to Luka, right when they called the offensive foul, I was like, come on now, that's not an offensive foul. What are you doing? Why are you ruining the moment, refs?
Yeah, I have a rule. Whenever you get a dunk like that, I don't care what happens, it can never be an offensive foul. You just have to let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Whenever you have a dunk like that, it should never, ever be an offensive foul. But they called it like that, and even after the game, Luka was like, yeah, that was pretty filthy.
I mean, I got hit a little bit, but that was impressive, I'm not going to lie. I saw the video again. I was like, oof. That was pretty incredible. And I wish I had those bunnies.
Those bunnies.
Those bunnies.
That's good reference.
I thought the bunny was missing a chippy, but he's talking about those hops.
Yeah.
Right there. As Andrew Wiggins goes off for 27, and the Warriors are now fully in control, up 3-0.
Oh, they are. And you know, look, this is what... You know, Golden State, you know, when they get a guy like Wiggins, right, who was the top pick, right? It's a very Patriots pickup by them. A guy who is a high pedigree player that never put it together. Never put it together somewhere else.
Well, Barkley was talking about it afterwards, just not worthy of the number one pick. And then you get put in a situation where you have to be the fourth or fifth option. It's perfect.
Right. Yeah, it really is.
You're talking about a freak athlete. Well, not LeBron freak athlete, but a fantastic athlete who is worthy of number one pick credentials now being a role player for you. Stan Van Gundy was saying, that's it. When Luka's out, Wiggins goes out. When he's in, Wiggins is back in. And then he had a lefty put back dunk right after that one. He was hitting threes as well. Just really, really loaded and really, really deep.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they are. And you know, he is, and you're right, and Barkley's right, that it's, you put him in a position to succeed with Wiggins, and he doesn't have to be the top dog because he's not. He's not a top dog guy, but he's a solid basketball player. If the Mavs had – is he there?
He'd be the two.
He'd be the two.
He'd be the two, at worst the three.
Yep.
I mean, definitely better than Dinwiddie.
Better than Dinwiddie, although he had a game.
Yep.
He had a good game.
He's the only one.
He's had a pretty – you know, he's been okay lately. He's better than Reggie. He's better than Maxey. He's better than – just throw it at Finney. So like he's got talent. He's got raw measurables. He's got raw talent.
Yes.
Athletic ability.
Yes.
And he's putting his game together. You know, and we just, you know, the guys get picked number one and we're like, oh, they got to come in and play right away and dominate. Not everybody's LeBron James. It takes some guys 5-6 years to figure it out. And he's finally figuring it out.
So Wiggins scores 27, Steph with 31. Man, he's still just capable of putting on the most jaw-dropping show in spurts that there is in the NBA. He was 5 of 10 from 3. They got 19 from Klay. Klay Thompson may as well not even play in these first halves. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, he wakes up in the second half like he did in Game 3. He scored 19 last night. Overrated Draymond Green had 10, 5, and 5. They got 10 off the bench from Poole. And then Luka got, you know, he got an A-Rod 40. That's what that was. He scored 40, but it was a lot of garbage time stuff. Brunson had 20. What happened to Brunson last night? He had 4 field goal attempts in the second half. That's it. I thought he was their best or second best player in the first half. He had 12 on 4 of 8 shooting. He ends up 7 of 12.
Yeah.
That's it. 7 of 12 shooting for Jaylen. He scores 20. No one else in the starting lineup had more than 9. Finney-Smith was bad. Bullock was awful. Powell was invisible, as he normally is. And Maxey was traumatized. That's the way you describe it. Spencer Dinwiddie was their best player on the floor last night.
Yeah, he probably was.
He just was. Luka got a lot of garbage time stuff. But Spencer Dinwiddie, 7 of 13, 4 of 10 from deep, 8 of 8 from the line. Very, very aggressive. He ends up with 26 points. But here we go. I tracked Luka because I was like, there's going to be some garbage time points. Starting the fourth, Luka was 5 of 14 with 3 turnovers. So he padded a lot of that with some threes that he hit to try to make it close. But, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie is by far and away your best player. You're probably in trouble.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you know, I'll say this. Luka was 6 of 9 in that fourth quarter. That's great. But there's some garbage time element to that, or desperation time, if you want to call it that. Brunson, I don't know why he only got 4 shots in the second half. I do know this. Like, of the 5 starters, he played the 4th most minutes in this game, which I thought was a little bit surprising. I don't really, you know, having gone back and paid attention to exact minute rankings and all the other games, I would have thought he'd be higher on that. But this was, again, their when Golden State's 4th best player would be your 2nd, that's where there's a lot of problems that lie.
And you mentioned Reggie Bullock, by the way, 0 for 10. Reggie Bullock, first player to shoot 0 for 10 or worse in a playoff game since Trevor Ariza. And that was in Game 7, 2018 for the Rockets against the Warriors.
He kept shooting it, though, which you do want to see. Maxey was looking to pass.
He was playing hot potato out there.
That was second half of the regular season, Maxey. But the story of the game in the minds of Barkley and the guys on TNT, the offensive rebounds for the Warriors. Jason Kidd talked about it after.
No, they're a team of runs. They went on a run. We gave up 30 points in that third. Just understanding you can't give them second opportunities. When you give them second opportunities, Klay and Steph and Wiggins is playing at a high level for them. And they've been here before, so they understand what they have to do, and they did it, you know, tonight.
Total rebounds, 47-33 Warriors. Offensive rebounds, they doubled us up 14-7. And I really thought one of the backbreakers was the offensive rebound off the missed free throw. They miss the second free throw. They get the offensive rebound. It goes back out to Klay, and Klay hits the 3. And that felt like a little bit of a backbreaker right there.
Well, maybe it was just a fluke, Sean. Maybe that was just a fluke last night for the Mavs. Wait, hold on. Let me read this. The Mavs have been out-rebounded by 140 rebounds this playoffs.
Oh!
Oh, man.
Dude.
That's what happens when all your players are at the three-point line. You're running back on the floor.
Thank you. Yes.
And you're small.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go and research Kayvon Looney's size. I had to go and be like, okay, where did he come out of college again? Let me go back and do the homework. You know, did he have a post game for being a 7-footer? You know, was he dropping Shaq jump hooks? Was he powering guys? He's not 7 foot. No. He's 6'9". He feels like Shaq out there against the Mavs size.
Yeah, they're not big. They're a small guard oriented basketball team. If you want to call it guard oriented, they're just not the biggest team out there. They're a bunch of guys who want to shoot.
In the series, the Warriors are plus 43 rebounding it and plus 56 in the paint. Plus 56. You know, the book on the Warriors, and the reason a lot of people have the Suns beating them, their Achilles heel is supposed to be dealing with size. Their Achilles heel is size. They don't have anyone inside. They got Looney at 6'9", and DeAndre Ayton was going to go in there and feast and absolutely eat in the paint, and mm-hmm. instead, it's like they got the freaking Twin Towers out there with Robinson and Duncan. Just overmatching the Mavericks in terms of what's happening around the bucket. 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com, text line to hit us up here on Sean and RJ.
I just like the wrestling reference. Thank you right there. That's awesome.
Which one?
The Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Are you not talking about the Big Boss Man, the Hakeem the Dream? Are you not talking about that?
Hakeem the Dream is a wrestler?
No, not Hakeem Olajuwon. No, Hakeem. Like the one-man gang when he became Hakeem. I thought that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, I was going Hakeem and Ralph Sampson.
Yeah, that was Twin Towers back in the day. Robinson. That was.
And then Jason Kidd talked about this a couple of times early on in the postseason, needing more from everybody else.
You know, when you look at the three guys who scored, Spencer, LD, and JB, that's just not enough against the Warriors. You know, you need a lot more guys to participate offensively, but we're getting good looks and they're just not dropping.
So
they are. He's right. They're getting open shots.
Well, we got to combine that with what happened in game three.
Mm.
Because Jason Kidd actually got called out from the Mavs fan base after game three. A lot of people saying he lost that game. They're up 19, of course, Friday night on the road. They continue to shoot it from three. Jason Kidd, according to the reporters, a little bit perturbed about the shot selection. And then Jason Kidd got called out for not burning timeouts, to stopping those Warrior runs. So we said after game one, keep shooting it. This is the formula. Did you feel like it ended up being a mistake? 13 of 45 last night from three. They shot 29% after laying all the bricks in game two. You feel like that we should have encouraged them, since they're listening to our advice so intently. Oh, yes. Do you feel like it was a mistake to stick with the strategy?
No, not necessarily. Like, look, I'll be honest. Like, during the game, I did not think that it was a mistake.
Which game?
Game two.
Okay.
Looking back on it, you know, knowing the result, obviously the hindsight aspect of it, it's like, okay, that was obviously you would
21 of 45 in game two.
Like, that's not bad.
Match the third most threes made during an NBA playoff loss in history.
Yeah, like
in the third, they were held to 13 points. They went 2 of 13 on threes.
Yeah, like the whole team decided to forget how to play basketball in that third quarter. And so did Luka. Like, he's part of it. But did I think in the moment? No. There does need to be, I think it's really hard to do it because, you know, obviously the shot clock and everything, but there's no real running the football equivalent in the NBA to burn clock. You just take your time. But the shot clock's 24 seconds. There's so many possessions that you can get. You can really never afford in a three-point NBA to burn clock. You know, what was the other option? Trade 3 for 2 every time? Like you say, you know, maybe go to the hole. Okay, yeah, maybe go to the hole. The Warriors are still trading 3 for 2. You're still in a position where it's going to be, they're going to make a comeback. It just may not be as fast. So, no, I didn't think in the moment that they made a mistake. Looking back on it, yeah, okay, yeah.
11 of 48 in game one. 11 of 48, and then they hit 21 threes in game two, and then the shooting percentage was awful last night, 29% from deep. I look, you want to shoot a few less threes, okay. I think it was a little bit, you know, convenient for Jason to single out the third quarter of game two after, you know, they were hitting and scorching hot. Why would you go away from it when you were scorching hot in the first half?
Right.
Why would you go away from it? And then Jason's like, when you miss four or five straight, you got to make an adjustment. The reason I'm not going to kill them too much is what I talked about in terms of the roster and the talent. Who can put the ball on the floor and go to the basket? Yeah. You have three guys. You have two starters and Dinwiddie off the bench. Luka can put it on the floor and go, which he tried to do last night. And you got Jaylen. That's it.
Yeah, that's really it.
Finney Smith cannot. Bullock cannot. They were making fun of Bertans putting the ball on the floor. They're like, I've never seen him dribble. I've never seen Bertans dribble and actually dunk in a game. Dwight Powell cannot. Maxey cannot. You're limited.
Yeah.
That's not their roster makeup. Now, that is a problem to address in the offseason, right? We've been talking about a long time around here. Need someone who can create. That was part of the positives that people said in the Porzingis trade. You got Dinwiddie, he can create. He can actually dribble and get his own shot, which he can. You need more of it. You need more guys. You need it at a higher level. But for this, what you're stuck with right now, I was okay with the formula.
I was too. You know, that's how they got here. They got here because of three-point shooting. Yep. Amazing play by Luka. Jason Kidd was a reason why they got here. And, you know, they all played a role at some point in the series. In the position that they're currently in. But I don't blame them for shooting on Friday night. That's the formula that got them here. Would I have liked to have seen Luka go to the hole a little bit more? Sure, because he can. But like you said, Brunson and him are the only ones that can do that, really. And maybe go to the line. That's a way to keep keep the run at bay. That's not their game, though. Their game is step-back threes and just basically a bunch of guys working it around until there's an open shot.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.